think Paul gives the right interpretation for this Melchizedek, king of Salem, king of Salem. And any Bible scholar knows that Salem was formerly, Jerusalem was formerly called Salem. And he was the king of Jerusalem. Watch him. Priest of the Most High God, that's an intercessor, who met Abraham. I want to get his genealogy, this great man, so that you'll know who he is first, and then we'll go on with the story. Returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom Abraham gave a tenth part, first by interpretation, king of righteousness. Now watch, righteousness. Now we have self-righteousness, we have make-believe righteousness, we have perverted righteousness, all kinds, but there's one real righteousness. And that righteousness comes from God, and this man was the king of righteousness. Who could he be? He was the king of righteousness. The king of Jerusalem, the king of righteousness, the king of peace. Jesus is called the Prince of Peace. And a prince is the son of a king. So this man was king of peace, then he would have to be the father of the Prince of Peace. Get it? Now let's see, get his genealogy a little farther to see where we're going. Without father. Now Jesus had a father. Do you believe that? Sure he was. Without mother. Jesus had a mother, but this fellow had neither father nor mother. Without descent. He never had anyone come off of any descent. He always was. Without descent. Having neither beginning of days. He never had any time he ever started. Nor the end of life. It could have been nothing else but God. That's all it could be. Now, if you notice as we read the next verse, see? First, being by interpretation king of righteousness, that's not where I want to do the third verse, or end of life, but made like unto the Son of God. Now, he was not the Son of God, for if he was a son, he had a beginning. And this man had no beginning. If he was a son, he had to have both father and mother. And this man had neither father nor mother. But he was made like unto the Son of God. Abideth the priest continually. Now, Dr. Schofield tries to say that it was a priesthood called the Melchizedek priesthood. But I just want to take you on that just for a few minutes. If it was a priesthood, then it had to have a beginning. And it had to have an end. But this had no beginning or had any end, and he did not say he met a priesthood, he met a man. And called his name Melchizedek. He was a person. Not a denomination, not a priesthood or a fatherhood. He was absolutely a man. By the name of Melchizedek, who was the king of Jerusalem. Not a priesthood, but a king without a father. Priesthoods don't have father. And this man was without father, without mother, without beginning of days or ending of life. Now the Son of God, who this was Jehovah. This was Almighty God Himself. He could be no other. Now, notice, he abideth forever. He has a testimony here that he liveth. He never dies. He never did. He never was nothing else but alive. He abideth forever. Now, Jesus was made likening to him. Now, the reason that there's a difference between God and Jesus had a beginning. God had no beginning. Melchizedek had no beginning. And Jesus had a beginning, but Jesus was made likened unto him. a priest abideth forever.